Wheel of Fortune has been on for 41 years, and it's finally time for Pat Sajak to say goodbye. This may be the end of one era and the start of a new one. But is it? Recently, we saw the retirement of Bob Barker being replaced by Drew Carey, the comedian who looked like he actually slimmed down to take the role. And now we have another host coming in to replace another legend. And no, it's not Vanna White. So first Bob Barker, then Jeopardy's Alex Trebek, and now Sajak. It seems like we are sunsetting on some of the best shows to ever grace our TVs. In this episode, we will reveal who is replacing Pat Sajak, what will retirement look like for Pat, and what happens next. On this episode, the financial advisors say the darndest things. Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And I don't know about you, but if I was ever sick in school, I would sit in bed, eat a bowl of chicken noodle soup, a cup of Sprite, and watch daytime television. And there was nothing like watching the daytime game shows like Wheel of Fortune. It really made you feel like passing a fourth grade was worth it when you could guess the answers before the contestants, right? But now that era is coming to a close after 41 years. Sajak announced his retirement last year, saying the time has come and that hosting the show has been a wonderful ride. Sajak began hosting Wheel in 1981 after serving as a meteorologist at KNBC in Los Angeles. A year later, Vanna White joined the show, and the pair quickly became mainstays in living rooms across the U.S. It is being reported that White will continue to co-host the show after reportedly signing a contract extension, keeping her at the iconic Puzzle Board through the 2025 and 26 season. The 67-year-old hinted last year that another Sajak could potentially serve as her replacement. During that time, there was some tension because Vanna was arguing that she should be the natural follow-up to Pat, but the network obviously had different ideas. They were talking about the pay discrepancy, how much she should be offered, how much that she deserved after so many years on the show. And now it's being revealed that the hosting role of Wheel of Fortune will be Ryan Seacrest, who will also continue hosting American Idol. Ryan had this to say about the new role. "I am truly humbled to be stepping into the footsteps of the legendary Pat Sajak. I can say, along with the rest of America, that it's been a pleasure and pure joy to watch Pat and Vanna on our television screens for an unprecedented 40 years, making us smile every night and feel right at home with them," Seacrest said in a statement last June. Now, a lot of y'all understand that this is a little uncomfortable. Ryan is coming into the new role. Vanna has been there for years, and she doesn't get the promotion. How many times have we dedicated our lives and our ambitions to one organization only to be turned away by their own personal agendas? Now, as far as Pat, he's going to finally rest in his retirement. But what is he going to retire to? On episode number 230, titled "Many Retirees Say They Will Never Retire," I spoke about the increase of retirees that are choosing to work into their retirement years. Pat was very comfortable with his show and making good money, and it seemed to be something that he really enjoyed. I talk about that all the time, creating a life that you don't have to take a vacation from. But in that episode, I talk about how the general public, they weren't working out of pure joy, but from fear of change, unable to live within their means, and sometimes just having nothing to do. Some people don't know how to live outside of their work, and they have made their job their identity. They don't want to lose that. And others, they've depended on a job for a check, and without saving anything for retirement, now they have to work or risk living in poverty because they didn't save. Understand this, Pat is 77 years old. I'll say it again, Pat is 77 years old, and he's just retiring now. Vanna White is 67, so they are way past the traditional working years. But that's okay, right? If that is what they truly want to do. But let's be honest, Pat has tons and tons of money. So let's break down a few frequently asked questions around this news break. Are Pat Sajak and Vanna White retiring? Well, Pat is retiring, and Vanna may work until she passes away, the way it looks. What will be Pat Sajak's last day on Wheel of Fortune? Well, it's being reported that he has already recorded his last show and is a compilation of his favorite moments. Who will replace Vanna on Wheel of Fortune? no one at the current moment, as she signed an extension on her contract. But being 67 years old, it's only a matter of time before she decides she wants to do something different with her life. Brothers and sisters, retirement is real. Pat is in a unique situation. He's been doing it for 41 years and he has built a big brand. It's going to take some time for people to get used to Ryan Seacrest as the host, just as we are still adjusting to Alex Trebek's replacement and Bob Barker's. Unfortunately, at your job, it's not going to be hard to replace you. These companies will have someone in before you can pack your bags. So as we close, I want to give some tips for Pat, if he's listening. I don't know. Maybe. 1. Update all your beneficiaries. Make sure everyone knows what they're getting and how they can get it. When he passes, I'm sure the lawyers will get greedy and extend the estate planning process for years trying to milk his estate. By updating his beneficiaries, he may be able to avoid probate court for some of his assets and be able to pass them on without having to pay a percentage to all the lawyers. 2, give what you can while you are alive. Hopefully he tries to witness the happiness with his kids and family while he is still here, spending quality time with them. 3, get as much stuff out of your name as possible because he is a celebrity. His income is pretty high. So being able to transfer those assets to others that may be in a lower tax bracket may help keep more money in the family. And finally, leave an ethical will. He probably has tons of stories that he can share from his years working. Don't let those times go to waste. Write an autobiography, record a documentary, or something. So let me ask you, brothers and sisters, when will you stop working? And is your family prepared for when you stop? Do you have your finances in order? If you would die today, would your family know what to do? If you had to retire today, would you have enough money to last you? Well, if you don't know these answers, you need to find them out. And if you need help, you can always reach out to us. A consultation link will be in the description, and we can help you organize your life so you don't have to work until you are 77, unless you truly want to for the fun of it. Also, check out episode number 275, The Worst Part of Retirement. And I think Pat may go through some of those stages. The honeymoon period where everything feels good, he's spending a lot of time. Then he may hit the wall where he starts missing his job. He starts missing the value that he used to bring to TVs everywhere. Maybe even watching the show and wishing that he was still working because he still feels like he has the energy to do so. And then the third stage is redefining himself, getting out of that depression or that slump, and realizing that he has a life outside of the Wheel of Fortune. Well, that's it for me. My name is A.B. Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.